This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria del Rosario Constante. Date of birth is August 16th, 1965. Case ID number is 3201581. Date of examination, 4/7/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2/18/2022. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that she has been exposed to COVID-19 in September of 2021. The claimant states she has had fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea, which has resolved. She did test positive for COVID-19 and has been around family members who have had COVID-19 but have either been healed or have passed away. The claimant states she has had two vaccines for COVID-19. And she states that her husband died recently of COVID-19 in the hospital. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old widowed female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of knee pain, inflamed knees, arthritis, torn meniscus of the knee, memory loss, and high blood pressure. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in 2018, where she worked as a housekeeper for 20 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her son and states that she is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, knee pain / inflamed knees / arthritis / torn meniscus of the left knee. Allegation number two, memory loss. Number three, high blood pressure / hypertension. History of allegations. Number one, knee pain / inflamed knees / arthritis / torn meniscus of the left knee. The claimant states that in 2016, she twisted her left knee and tore one of her meniscus. Since that time, she has had multiple problems with her left knee and is now having problems with her right knee, where she has osteoarthritis and degenerative joint disease. She states an MRI was performed on her left knee, which confirmed the torn meniscus. No surgeries were performed, and three steroid shots were injected into her left knee, which did help for a short period of time. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 30 minutes, climb, climb three steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. At the present time, the claimant is taking multiple medications for pain, which include diclofenac, 50 milligrams BID, diclofenac sodium topical gel, 1%, applied as necessary for the pain. Acetaminophen, 500 milligrams POQHS. and another combination of diclofenac slash thiamine slash pyridoxine slash phenocobalamin, 2 tablets QD. The claimant also applies aspirin cream with 4% lidocaine for relief of her pain. The claimant states she does do some physical activity, which includes doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and doing mild exercises. She states she sleeps during the day. Allegation number 2, memory loss. The claimant states that in December of 2021, she started noticing that she would forget recent memory knowledge, and that she started to lose her hair. She would forget the foods that she had recently eaten and forget what things had to be done and where she placed certain objects, and her children apparently noticed it as well. She is not taking any medication for this at this time, and worries a lot about her memory since she has a tendency to forget many things. Her condition is not stable at this time, and she may need to be evaluated for a possible dementia. Allegation number 3, high blood pressure slash hypertension. The claimant states that in 2014, she was having shortness of breath. She denies any chest pain or headaches, but did have some blurred vision. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 152 over 99 mmHg. She is presently on olaparib, 10 milligrams BID, which appears to be controlling her blood pressure, although it is borderline high. Family history. The father died at the age of 65 from pneumonia and emphysema. Their mother died at the age of 70 of an allergic reaction to a blood transfusion. She does not know if any of them had other illnesses or diseases. Medications. Enalapril, 10 milligrams BID. Glycofenac slash thiamine slash pyridoxine slash phenocobalamin, 2 tablets QD. Diclofenac sodium topical gel, 1% applied as necessary. Metoclopramide slash ibuprofen, 1 tablet QD. Acetaminophen, 500 milligrams, POQD for pain. Diphenhydramine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams QD. And aspirin cream with 4% lidocaine. Apply as needed to affected area of pain. Medical problems, hypertension, history of recent COVID-19 pneumonitis, memory loss with possible dementia, bilateral knee pain with a left knee torn meniscus and right knee degenerative joint disease with osteoarthritis, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 207 pounds, height 5 feet 3.5 inches, BP 152 over 99 mmHg, heart rate 90 beats per minute, respiration 14 beats per minute, BMI 36. General, this is a 57-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant was very pleasant and talkative and appeared to have normal cognitive function except for decreased memory. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T? The third sentence, a fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal with mild cataract formation noted. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She did have clear thought processes, but her memory was fair to normal. Concentration was good, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Although she did get one of the questions wrong as far as the day of the week. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? Claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and she did have a limp. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms, especially of the left lower extremity, and some tenderness around her knee area. Mild joint swelling was noted around the knee, and deformity was noted on both knees. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities and decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities, especially of the knee areas. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees for the right side and 80 degrees for the left, and in the supine position was 40 degrees for the right side and 20 degrees for the left. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with some difficulty. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get down, up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on her heels, but was able to walk on her toes. She did have some problems walking at a tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She did not have an assistive device, but she probably requires one at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves, tooth, and trochlea are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 4 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move a vial is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle medium to large size objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the left knee as well as the right. She is unable to heel walk, but is able to toe and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to bilateral knee pain, mild decreased memory, and borderline hypertension. Probable diagnoses: number one, knee pain / inflamed knee / arthritis / torn meniscus of the left knee, confirmed with physical examination but not with medical records, is fairly stable at this time, but the claimant may need possible surgery in the near future. Number two, memory loss - mild, may be from the stresses in her life. The claimant has recently lost her husband. Number three, high blood pressure / hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 152/99, which is borderline high, but appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of María del Rosario Constante.